And we will move on to 23 license sales with Director Krishman.
Good morning again, Madam Chair and Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Tom Krishman, Director of Wildlife Division. Turn your attention to item number 23 in your booklet, and that is the Division of Wildlife Hunting and Fishing License Sales Update. Just want to make a quick comment before I go through just a couple of key figures that I do want to point out to you. As you go through the graphs and the numbers, there's going to be two things that are going to, I think, pop out to you. Number one, at the bottom of each of the sheets, we do have those graphs that indicate what that revenue comparison is from previous years to the existing year from the beginning of the license season to the end of February. And the one thing that's going to be obvious is that the revenue is greater. And that's going to be twofold purposes. Number one, again, go back to all of the work that you did and our agency did last year and leading up to the fall with the license fee package. And so now we're going to see some of that indications and revenues come in, and that's going to be very prominent in some of these graphs. And then number two, our license sales so far for this license year, again, starting December 15th through the end of February, we are seeing some fantastic license sales. So the combination of those two are going to lead to more revenue being generated so far this year, and we're going to point out a couple of those key examples. So the first page there is the combination license sales, both just the regular combination and senior combination. If you look at 2025 compared to 2024, you can see that license sales are up, that it's going extremely well, almost 2,000 difference just for the combination license sales. And again, that will be very reflective in the blue graph there of the revenue comparison of 2025 compared to the previous 3 years. And so almost 200,000 or a little over 200,000 difference in revenue, again, primarily because of the fee package and also because of how license sales are going. Again, combination license sales provides that small game and fishing opportunities, and those license sales are going very well. If you go to the second page, habitat stamp, again, remember, all residents, non-residents are required to obtain one habitat stamp per year. And as you see here right now that those sales are going well, and those will be very reflective of the license sales that are happening for hunting and fishing out there. Again, you look at the revenue graph there, things are ahead of the last 3 years. Again, indicative how things are going right now for hunting and fishing license sales. Now I want to direct you to page 3, small game licenses. And if we look back and reflect on the weather that we had, finishing up the pheasant hunting season in particular to the end of January, although we had a couple of cold streaks in there, for the most part, the weather was good, it was very favorable, and we still had some phenomenal pheasant hunting opportunities that occurred all the way to the end of January. I could bring Deputy Secretary up here to give some of his examples of how he finished off the season. I think it would be very indicative of what we saw across the state. We had some great pheasant hunting opportunities, some great pheasant hunts that occurred all the way to the very end. I can say to the very end because the last day, if my memory serves me right, was a Friday, and I know my oldest son and some of his friends were even taking off school the last day of the pheasant hunting season to take advantage of the great hunting opportunities that we had and the great weather that we had. And so I think we had that happening all across the state. But if you look at small game license sales on the resident side in particular of the small game, 2025 compared to 2024, we ended up well ahead of where we were in comparison to last year. And then if you look down on the non-resident small game license sales, both the small game, the preserve, 5-day preserve license sales were up. And so again, just indicative of what opportunities were out there and the participation. If you look at that very bottom line there, the combined totals, and you look at that 18% increase, that's 18% above where we are for the three-year average. Again, looks fantastic, and things went very, very well for small game hunting. And again, the graphs at the bottom there will show that revenue increase, again, indicative of licenses that were sold, participation that's happening out there because of weather, and then the fee package, the combined hunting revenue comparison again is over $200,000 for small game hunting. Ask you to go to page 4, fishing licenses, and this is one where we really see a high level of participation and the result of the fee package. We couldn't be more excited of the fishing license sales that we are starting out for the beginning of our license year. Ice fishing season was fantastic, both on small ponds, on the Missouri River system, up in the Northeast. We had what I would consider just a phenomenal ice fishing season. That's coming to an end with the weather that we're having right now, but that's also leading into folks getting excited getting out on the open water fishing that's about to begin and has already begun on the Missouri River system itself. But if you look at license sales, in particular both on resident and non-resident, you can see that those license sales are up. Annual fishing licenses on the resident side are up. You look at the non-resident three-day and annual fishing, those are all up. If you look at the bottom graph there in green, combined fishing revenue comparison, over $500,000 in revenue up. Again, it's a direct result of participation, the amount of people that are out there taking advantage of the ice fishing season that we had, and now the open water that's starting to begin, and then the fee package that you folks all passed and implemented starting for this year. And so when you look at that between the fishing season, small game, some of those things, we're close to $1 million ahead in revenue just in a couple of months into our license here. And again, just based on participation and the fee package combination, things are looking really, really well starting off into the season here. We're excited for the open water fishing to begin. Yesterday when Jason Sorensen gave the update on Lake Francis Case, and he talked about how boat fishermen are out there and they're doing very well as we speak. And seeing some high quality fish. So, Madam Chair, the last page is just some other statistics on some big game drawings, but I really wanted to focus the attention on small game and fishing license sales. Things look fantastic. We're off to a great start for 2025. We're excited for the year to begin and looking forward to more opportunities being presented to both our residents and non-resident sportsmen and women out there. The only thing that I would say that's really catching our attention right now, we are dry in many places of the state. We need some spring moisture here, whether that comes in a combination of snow or particularly spring rains. So we are hopeful that that comes. But with a little moisture, looking into pheasant production, deer production, all those things, we get the right vegetation boom here at the beginning of the spring. We're looking forward to another fantastic year. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you and the commissioners, any questions you may have, but bottom line, we're excited where we stand right now and really look forward to moving into spring of 2025.
Very good. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Commissioner White?
Commissioner White here. I guess a question came up to me regarding lake levels with this dry condition and the landings that are. Do you see any of the landings that would be in suspect if we don't get additional moisture?
Yeah, through the chair, thank you for that question. You know, I think there's two distinct areas that we will be watching. The lakes themselves out there across the state, you know, a lot of the lakes we pull the boat docks out, obviously, as we do along the Missouri River, just to avoid damage from ice and those things. So most of the lakes that I'm hearing from right now, we're okay and we'll be able to get those boats in or the boat docks in, but, you know, spring's a long ways away and summer is a long ways out as well. And we are experiencing some dry conditions out there, but I think lake levels for the most part were okay right now. We'll continue to watch those. From the Missouri River standpoint, obviously that's something that we always continually watch. Levels are lower, but for the most part, I believe that our boat docks and our landings are gonna be okay. I might phone a friend if we have to in some specific landings on the Missouri River system. In particular, Lake Oahe we'll have to watch as levels are. And again, that will depend also on snowpack up north, Montana, that which will eventually come down through the system, and then how the spring plays out. But certainly a key item that we will continue to watch both from the Wildlife Division, Parks Division, as Parks handles the vast majority of the boat docks and those landings, in particular along the Missouri River, and we'll watch all those very closely. We will obviously try to maintain the maximum number of boat docks and landings that we can to get opportunities and get our folks, our anglers out on the water. But for the most part, we're looking okay right now, but we'll continue to watch as the spring progresses.
Very good. Additional questions? Seeing none, thank you for the update, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And we are